Blog Talk Radio.
Lisa Tarvis, and this is Just Believe Radio. You're listening to the show on the Right Stream Network. I am wishing everyone a happy Sunday. It's another beautiful day here on the East Coast. We've been getting a few of those, so that's awesome. We have a great show for you today, and I want to right away offer everybody to call in because my guest today is actually an intuitive love coach, and she is someone who has an ability to kind of tune into people's, I would guess, their energy and understand what's going on in your love life. And, hey, we all need to have one of those. So I want everybody that wants to have a mini reading with her to call in, and the number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. If you press 1, you'll get into my queue, and I'll take the calls in order as they come in. So you may have to hold on for a few minutes, but just give us a call, and I think you're gonna really enjoy what she has to say. So, without waiting anymore, I want to introduce my guest. Her name is Kellyanne Matuszkiewicz. See, I think I got that right, Matuszkiewicz. And she is actually her website is ireturntolove.com, and she is. Also have it. She has a monthly love mastermind. I think it's like a course, but we're going to get Kellyanne on the phone right now and let her tell us about what that is and everything else about what she does. So again, anybody who wants to call in for an intuitive love reading, don't forget to call 347-945-7246 and press 1 to get in the queue. Alrighty, hold on, Kellyanne, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Did I pronounce your name right?
You did a great job. Kellyanne Matuszkiewicz. It's all good.
Matuszkiewicz.
Yeah, you did pretty good. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, we had to talk about this before the show started, and I'm like, I know I'm going to completely just destroy this name. And even though I had it right, you know, it leaves your head after about 5 seconds. So Matuszkiewicz.
You got it.
All right.
Awesome.
The website is ireturntolove.com, which is where I went and checked everything else out. There's also ireturntolove.com/love-mastermind. Now, tell me what about that course. What is that? Is it a course? I don't even know.
Well, what it is it's a monthly group that we get together. And what I like to do is before anyone joins is to do an intuitive love assessment with them to get them on the phone for 20 minutes, see where they're at, what they're looking for, and see if this is a good match. So what happens every month is we get together as a group, and there's teachings, there's healings, there's intuitive guidance that goes along with it. And so it's really a supportive platform to meet everybody where they are, and it just is a continued building of healing and of aligning your energy to what your highest and best good is. And along with that, there's a private Facebook group that, is just for the members of that mastermind that we come together and support everybody in between the monthly calls.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Are you getting a good response from it?
Absolutely.
Good.
No, the beginning of this year is when I decided to start it. And, the work that I do. And the transformations that come out of it for my clients is like so amazing. I mean, I had a client who just wrote to me who was just like, you know, the people around her are, you know, within a couple of weeks' time are noticing the shifts in her and how happy she is. And she's feeling more confident and she's going out to social social events more. And she's, you know, this conscious, powerful creative of her life. And she's realizing how much her thoughts are impacting her experiences when she steps out her front door. Yeah.
Right, and that's what we teach with holistic, you know, holistic medicine, and the approach to living a holistic lifestyle is by by transferring your negative thoughts into positive thoughts. And
yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, this is just an avenue, you know, or a different branch of holistic medicine. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell me, tell everyone, I know because I've read up about you preparing for the show, but tell everybody, what is a love coach?
Okay, a love coach. You know, I was thinking about this morning too, and what came to me when I asked myself, or, you know, what I heard was, as I'm a heart alchemist, and again, that's like, okay, well, what the hell is that? Really what I see myself doing is guiding people to healing their hearts, to transforming any of the past pain that you're holding in your heart, and aligning your energy to a place that's in alignment with your highest desires. And so, because, you know, people come to me, I want love, and, you know, I want a relationship. And then as we start working together, we start to recognize that there's buried beliefs that are in their way, you know, that they have, you know, they don't believe they're good enough, or past pains or childhood wounds that, you know, as a child, these wounds happen. And what happens is that as a child, you don't have the emotional capacity to heal through this stuff, so it gets locked into your body, locked into your cells. And so you move forward with this pain within you and this energy of, you know, hurt that ends up attracting these experiences in your life to help you heal. So it's about healing. I take a holistic approach. I'm a holistic health counselor. I'm an energy medicine practitioner. So I do a lot of energy work over the phone. I'm an intuitive, empath, clairvoyant. So when I'm connecting with somebody over the phone or even in person, I can tap into, you know, what's going on within themselves. You know, the stuff that's, you know, people come to me like, I don't know what the heck is going on. And so I can go in and be like, and get to what the core is. You know, because people could go out, they could get, you know, a matchmaker or dating coach and get the best website and the best outfit and like all these flirting techniques. But if you've got crud going on within,
right,
you're still going to attract, you know, not going to attract what you desire.
Right, and I tell people all the time, you know, one of the most common questions anybody asks me when they come for a reading or whatever is, you know, when am I going to meet the one? When am I going to meet, you know, when am I going to meet the person I'm going to marry? Is this the right person? Is that the right person? I get that all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I look at their energy, you know, and I'm sensing their energy, and what I'm getting is so many blocks, and what they're putting off, what they're sending out is a don't approach me kind of thing.
And
I see that so much with people, and I'm like, you know, if you don't open yourself up, if you don't let go of the past stuff, whatever's preventing you from you know, healing, there's something that's there, you know, that you're not acknowledging or you haven't you know, allowed to heal yet, or maybe it's just, you know, I get into things about forgiveness and all of that too, so. You know, it's just from past experiences and things like that. So, I mean, it sounds like it's, well, how did this start for you? How did you get into doing this? What was it, like something you always, like, you, were you just always gifted with this ability?
That's a really great question. The interesting thing is that, it was really my own life experience that led me here. So I knew, you know, I knew deeply my whole life that I wanted to help people, but I just could never find the right thing. And it was when my 11-year relationship and engagement ended that I thought my life was over. I was 33 years old. I thought I was getting married. I thought I was going to build my life with this person, and it ended. And everybody around me was married, and they were having children, and I was like, oh, my God, my life is over. it's too late for me. And
yeah.
I just dove into energy medicine and spiritual healing to heal my own heart and self. And so as I started to pull away those layers, I did begin to connect with my gifts. You know, something that I realized that I had at a very young age, but was never nurtured to explore that, and it was really kind of covered over. And so it was in my own healing work that I connected to all of these gifts. And, you know, seeing where I was, I mean, I was at a point in my life where, again, so that relationship ended, but even throughout my life, I mean, I was 100 pounds heavier than I was. I was in these lifeless careers. And even after that relationship ended, I was, you know, attracting, you know, men that were, you know, less than stellar, and, you know, they always cheated. And so it was just, after doing all my own healing work and to be in a place where I am now, doing some work that I love and I am so passionate about, and, you know, healthy again, having kept off 100 pounds, and, you know, attracting relationships, you know, not even romantic relationships, but friendships and teachers and mentors.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just, it's such a 180 shift that I want everybody to be able to experience life the way that we're meant to, you know, with joy and ease and abundance and happiness, and let go of the crap that's holding us back.
I know. That drives me crazy, too. It's, you just see all these, so many people that are just living in the past, and, you know, they don't understand why they're so depressed and that they're so blocked. You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you just have to stop, you know, you have to stop worrying about the future, and you need to stop, you know, holding on to the past and live your life, live for right now, you know, for this very moment, which is all any of us really have.
That's all
we
have.
I just want to remind our listeners that that Kellyanne does do, she can do right on the show, a mini intuitive reading, and you can be completely anonymous about who you are if you don't want to say. Just call in at 347-945-7246, 347-945-7246, and press 1. You can also go into the chat room and ask any questions that you have for Kellyanne there. I'm trying to monitor the chat room as well as the phone line. So if you have to hold for a moment, be patient. I'll get there, I promise. So what do you want to share with us today? I mean, what's your focus?
Yeah.
I mean, you've already told us so much, you know, in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I completely relate with everything you're saying, because this is the same talk I talk all the time with my clients, you know.
Yeah.
I don't focus so much on relationships as much as I do the bigger picture of their inner happiness, just, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a difference, but I get it. I mean, I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So what is it that you want people to, you know, learn from you today on this show?
Well, you know, what I thought about was on my website, I have the top 7 secrets to attracting the one for you. And so I took a look at that, and I figured I could go into depth on about 3 of them today if we had the time. And then if somebody wanted to go into the website and download it, it's on under gifts. But I thought that, you know, I could talk about 3 of them in depth so that, you know, actually give your listeners something to walk away from and kind of take a look at, okay, wait, am I doing this in my life? Does that sound good for you?
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds perfect.
Cool.
I think that they'll really enjoy that. And, you know, I'd love to be able to test the waters on all of that. I'm sure that we'll be able to do that at some point during the show. So I think that's really good. So you've explained where how you got interested in all of this, how you got, you know, it was from your own life. And this is a perfect example of where people that think that they don't have intuitive gifts, everybody has them, you know, everybody does.
Yeah.
And just because you're not born being able to see things or know things doesn't necessarily mean you won't plug into it at some point. You're a perfect example of that. It took a trauma. I mean, it was definitely a trauma for you, but you are definitely able to, you're one of the people that, you know, later in life, no, you weren't, you know, a child, but you later in life, yes, you're going through, you know, something that was very dramatic and difficult. you went inside yourself and you were able to turn on, I think, something that's dormant in so many people,
yeah.
but there, you know?
Yeah.
So you were able to share that with us already, which is
yeah.
amazing.
Well, you make a really good point, too, because it's like, so, you know, these things that are within us that are dormant that, you know, we haven't connected to. So it's not just about, intuition. And a lot of my clients get to that point, too, of this deeper connection with themselves and the world around them and being able to, really have these different senses open up. But it also, as these layers heal and as these veils, you know, open up, you know, people get to connect to their inner beauty. Their inner power, you know, this radical self-love that they have for themselves. You know, it's like taking all, you know, these past pains, buried beliefs and childhood wounds and these false fears and just, you know, taking them off like you take your clothes off at the end of the night before bed. And then, like, you know, there's this beautiful life in front of you.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's so many people keep themselves from being, you know, the best they can be, the happiest they can be, you know,
yeah.
they keep joy out of their lives because they don't, you know, they're not understanding some of the basics.
Yeah.
So, you know, how are you incorporating energy work, like energy healing or energy medicine? How
yeah.
do you use that in your work?
Well, how I use it is, so we're all energy, okay? Our bodies are made up of these physical energies. And what happens is that when there is an energetic block, it could create physical symptoms. And sometimes those people don't feel the physical symptoms, but I can sense it when I'm reading someone's energy or if we're on a phone conversation. And so a lot of times what I'll sense is that there's blocks in people's hearts. You know, from these, what I call past pains, you know, an ex-relationship, your heart is still broken from a past relationship. So I'll see that visually or I'll feel that, and we'll go through some healing exercises to help you feel comfortably, comfortable and safe to start to allow your heart to open back up again. And that could come in a whole bunch of different ways. It could be me doing energy work from a distance, Reiki. It could be through an exercise that I have you do on your own. It could be an exercise that we do together on the phone. I don't want to use the word ritual so it doesn't sound too woo-woo, but a lot of rituals to get this stagnant energy that's like stuck moving and out of you. So that's how I do it. Just, you know, I get just sensing the person's body, understanding what is going on with them physically, because physical manifestations of illness, disease, aches and pains are really emotions that haven't yet been resolved or healed.
Right. And I say it always gets stuck, you know, as a holistic health practitioner and energy healer, I use Reiki to clear the chakras, which is where I think everything kind of gets stuck within us.
Yeah.
And when, you know, in one of our seven major chakras. So, you know, I do the same sort of thing. And what people have to understand is that not only does it affect your ability to love and your ability to attract the right people into your life, but it can also make you physically ill.
Oh, yeah.
You can get physically sick if these blockages aren't dealt with.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's so funny because people are like, I can take that, but I have to find the right person. I need that person.
Mm.
If I find the right person, I'll be fine. Everything will be fine. And then, you know, once the newness of the relationship kind of, you know, everything kind of stabilizes, all of a sudden they realize, oh, they didn't really deal with the issues. They temporarily
yeah.
maybe band-aided the issues
yep.
or, you know, something like that. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So I think that, energy healing is so important.
Yeah.
And it does so much good.
Yeah. And that's why it's like so much of my work is about, you know, healing these underlying issues. Because what happens is that, if they aren't addressed, you're going to continue to attract the same kind of relationship over and over again. Because that's what relationships are about, romantic or even friendships and family, is so that for us to learn about love and for love for ourselves and love for one another. And if there's any blocks in the way, what will happen is that, you know, people come into your life to help you heal that block. But you can do a lot of it on your own if you, you know, a lot of, you know, like you said, people try to pull, oh, I'll be better when I have in this relationship. No. And actually I talk about that in one of the top tips about, you know, bringing someone into your life. That if you're, you know, if you're sad and you're lonely and you still have that heartbreak, you don't want to be bringing that into your next relationship. A person is not going to help you heal that.
No, and I think that's really important. And not only that, but you're not going to be in the place to really be able to give your best to that relationship or that person.
No.
You know, when there are things that are broken within you.
Yeah.
So, you know, tell me a little bit about how do you do, we talk a little bit about this, but how do you do when somebody calls you, like, okay, right now I've told everybody, you know, that they can call in for a free reading with you. What exactly do you do? How do you do that when somebody calls you? What do you say? What are you doing? You're obviously tapping into their energy.
Yeah.
I get that. But what exactly are you giving people through your intuitive readings?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what they get is the core understanding of what is in my way. So I did a reading last week for a woman who you know, she came to me, she realized she wasn't putting much attention into her love life, and she really wanted to shift her consciousness into putting attention. I mean, she's a, you know, an entrepreneur, she's got a big, huge business, but she realized, wait a minute, I want to be sharing my life with someone. So she called me, she's like, I want to know what's in my way. And so I read her energy, and there was some past pains from a relationship that she had when she was in college. And now this is 20-something years later. But,
right.
I, you know, I told her exactly what it was and, you know, and how it was in her way and the pattern that was repeating itself from that pain back in college 20 years earlier. And so it's like once when you know what it is, then you have a place that you can start from. And the one point that I really want to make clear is that everybody is whole and perfect and awesome. Nobody is broken. I'm here as a guide to identify what these blocks are, what these barriers are. We're not digging in. We're not, you know, we're not trying to dig up, like, the past. We're like, all right, let's get the sliver out of the finger so that we can, like, heal. Right?
Right.
So that's
exactly.
It. You know, we're not going to stare at the splinter. We're not going to, you know, wonder how
analyze
the splinter got
how,
there.
Why the splinter's there, how it
right.
got there, and all that.
Yeah.
You know, and then have to rehash all of those feelings.
Right.
It's just a matter of moving forward, letting go, and, you know, moving on. And I think that people miss that so much because I think in psychology a lot of times you'll find that everybody thinks, oh, this pain has to be relived. You need to relive that. And I'm always like, no.
No.
We don't need to relive it. We just need to acknowledge it and release it. You know,
oh my God, Lisa, you're giving me goosebumps because I feel like, you know, that's what my mission is to come into this world and, like, you know, revamp what we've been doing for so long. I mean, I feel like some of the talk therapies get people stuck. I mean, I've had people come into my office for one session and say, oh my God, I can't believe how far you got me in 1 hour, and I've been going to therapy for this for 10 years. It's BS.
Yep.
It's like old school. It's like, let's just go, clear it and go.
Yeah. Now, I know in your program you talk a little bit about buried beliefs.
Mm.
Is this the childhood stuff that you're talking about with that, or
or
the past relationships? What does that mean, buried beliefs?
Yeah, that's buried beliefs. Okay, so one of the tips that I want to share today was about identifying what a buried belief might be. So buried beliefs might be something like, all right, let me rewind a little bit. A buried belief is something that you may not be consciously aware of. So we have, like, I don't know, 700,000 thoughts a day. We're only aware of like 10% of that. So all of these thoughts are going on and on and on and over again. So if something, you know, happened a long time ago and you made it mean, I'm not pretty enough. Boom. That's running in your subconscious. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not pretty enough. So that's a buried belief. I'm not worthy. Or, you know, there's no good ones left. I'm too late. I'm going to be single forever. Those are those kinds of buried beliefs that sometimes come out in the consciousness in our speaking, but it's those buried beliefs that kind of keep us, you know, where we are, keep us attracting nobody, or keep us, you know, stuck in the jobs that we're not happy with. And so one of the ways that I share in those top seven tips is that You can identify a buried belief about how you feel about love when you're looking at other couples. This is a really great way to take what's going on in your subconscious and bringing it to your conscious. So when you see a happy couple, so you're out with your friends and, you know, you see a couple sipping wine, having dinner together, how do you feel? Are you jealous? Are you mad? Are you resentful?
Right.
Or do you look at them and you're like, oh, my God, they look so happy together, and how special is that? And, you know, like, take a look at, like, how you feel. Like, what gets triggered inside you when you see love? Because that's going to be a really good indicator about what some of your buried beliefs are.
That's so interesting, and that's so true. I mean, you watch, you know, you'll see like an older couple walking through the mall, or you're like you said,
mm-hmm.
you're having dinner, and
yeah.
you see this couple. They can either be like, for me, I always see when it's really like a young couple,
yeah.
and I think, wow, remember those days?
Yeah.
Remember how we had our whole world in front of us, and then I start thinking, my God, I still right now have my whole life
yeah.
in front of me. Why am
yeah.
I limiting myself like that?
Yeah.
But then you'll see the older couple. You'll see this, and they're holding hands.
Yes.
You know, and they're
yeah.
like in their 70s or 80s or whatever,
yeah.
and you're like,
yeah.
oh, my gosh, I hope that's my life.
Yeah.
But you can create that life. That can be your future.
Yeah.
They just have to, you know, people just have to call you and figure out how, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I do have a caller. Let me just have them come on and see if they have a question or if they want to. Fun reading from you.
Sure.
Because I can't wait till somebody wants a reading. I'm all excited. All right, hold on 1 second. Let's see
sure.
who we've got. This is 802 area code.
Yep. My name's Shayna Florenzi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling
good,
in.
Good. yep. Thanks. I just calling in to get a love reading.
Sure. Is it Shayna?
Shayna, yep.
Shayna, hi.
Hi,
thanks for calling.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm actually calling from Vermont.
Oh, cool. Yay, the East
yep.
Coast.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's still pretty chilly up here.
I know. All right. So let me see. Immediately when you got on the phone, I'm just going right into this, and then we'll talk a little bit more. But I'm feeling a lot of fear around your heart. So it's like it's like this cloud that I'm seeing around your heart, and I feel like this nervousness around it. So what resonates with you as far as that goes? Is there a part of you that's afraid to get in a relationship, like afraid that they'll leave, afraid that you'll get hurt again? Is there fears? Tell me what resonates with you there.
I absolutely agree with that I do have fears because I've always felt like someone's not going to fully accept me because
yeah.
I keep getting that feedback from people or, guys that I'm with, and they just don't fully accept the person I am. And
yeah.
a lot of that's just like, you know, that physical acceptance of, and it's hard because, you know, I put out my all, especially with this last person, and they wouldn't accept me like physically. But we had a great connection. It was just like, that's hard for me, and it really hurts. So, So there's definitely, I think, fear attached to that of not feeling like I'm going to be accepted.
Yeah. So would it be okay with you if I just sent you some love as we continue to talk?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just going to send you some love energetically up to you because I feel like my whole body is shaking because it's almost as I can really deeply understand where you're at. Couple of things. I spent a lot of my life very overweight. And
mm-hmm.
what happens is that what we're most afraid of is what we attract. So there's a part of you that is afraid that you're going to not be accepted. You'll continue to accept people who won't accept you. I have a couple of examples of that. Actually, I'll share it another time. So what my advice to you, Shayna, would be
mm-hmm.
is to start working on accepting yourself. Start loving yourself up. And that's a lot of what I teach in my work is radical self-love. Radical self-love, like loving yourself right now where you are, not
mm-hmm.
when you get the awesome job, not when you lose 30 pounds, not when
mm-hmm.
you get your bank stuff in order, right now.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay. So that's probably what the problem is, because I feel like, you know, like, oh, if I could just, like, lose weight, then I'll find, you know, the right guy and they'll accept me. So maybe that's what's happening.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I've got goosebumps now. So the thing is that I had to do this for myself because I just rejected my body for all of my life. And as I started to look in the mirror and find, and if you could, this is my takeaway for you, is every day, look in the mirror. Even if it's the same three things every day,
mm-hmm.
look in the mirror and look at something that you appreciate about yourself, whether it be
okay.
your eyes, your teeth, your hair, your smile, the fact that you have, a physical body that you can move around in. You know, whatever it is about yourself that you can appreciate, start,
mm-hmm.
because what's going to happen is that that's just going to grow and that vibration within you, because we're all energy. And if you're walking
mm-hmm.
around these fears and not accepting yourself, people are going to pick up on that. But as start to shift into love and acceptance of who you are, you know who I have to share this because Melissa McCarthy was on Saturday Night Live last night. She's a very
mm-hmm.
large woman, but she is so beautiful because she owns who she is.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so cool because, you know, actually that trickles into, like, friendships as well for me because I also feel like, you know, do they like, you know, this other person more than me? And why do people not, like me as much, you know? And I'm always like, you know, if I don't feel that, like, full, like, love and acceptance and questioning that, you know? So, yep.
I just
wanted to interject because, you know, this is so about having your mind focusing on the good, the positive about you,
mm-hmm.
like attracts like, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking good thoughts, if you're thinking good things, if you're thinking, like you were talking about on Saturday Night Live, if you look in the mirror and you see the good things about you and you're not concentrating on the muffin top that's hanging over the jeans or, you know, or the pimple that happens to be on your cheek today, you know, when you're looking at yourself and you're saying, wow, I have great eyes and, you know, and you're focusing on the good, then more good happens.
Yeah.
You know, more good comes into your life. And that's,
that's
so important. That's so important.
So,
wow.
Shana, what I want you to know is, like, the number one relationship is the one between you and you. So when you just said, like, you know,
right.
do they like me more, I don't really feel fully accepted. When you feel fully accepted and when you, the relationship between you and you is solid,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna attract solid relationships because everything outside and around you is a mirror of what's going on within you.
I see. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Was that helpful?
Yes,
was
very
that,
helpful.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody, if you want intuitive reading from Kellyanne, you can call in at 347-945-7246 and press 1 to be in the queue. Again, that number is 347-945-7246. Before we continue, I have so many more questions for you, Kellyanne, and I'm sure we're going to have lots of more callers, but let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more from Kellyanne, our intuitive love coach.
Hi, this is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, energy healer, intuitive, and the author of the book, Just Believe. I'm also a host on the RightStream Network. My radio show is called Just Believe and airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Please stop by my website at www.lisatarvis.com. That's LISATARVES for details on all the services I offer, information on my book, and my radio show. There are many amazing guests and fascinating topics scheduled for the show in the upcoming months. I look forward to connecting with you soon.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies, and the National Safety Council.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Who would have thought? I love that public service announcement about staying alive.
Yeah.
And I know that's really, it's crazy. Who would have thought disco would have ever come back and be a good thing? It's actually...
I love disco.
I know. Well, I liked it during, you know, like, I don't know, maybe a year. it wasn't long term for me. But the fact that, you know, you can perform CPR to a beat, and you're going to remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? You're going to remember that. CPR. Oh, staying alive. You know, you get that beat. That beat's just stuck in all of our heads. We do have another caller. So if you don't mind, we'll go straight to that caller. Hold on one second. Let me get them on the line. Hello, area code 561. This is Lisa, and we're talking with Kelly Ann. And did you have a question or did you want a reading?
Hey, Lisa, it's Daria. How are you?
Daria is our wonderful leader, the leader and the inventor of the Right Stream Network.
Awesome.
Which is the network that
Hi,
the show
Kelly.
Is on.
Hi.
And she's all into this love stuff, Kellyanne, so I got to warn you. She just loves love, Daria does. So, what are you...
Sure. Well, I just wanted to say, Kelly, I could relate when you were talking about the whole weight thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was never what anybody would describe as obese, but like all through school, I was just like chubby enough to be like a little overweight, enough to be like the butt of jokes. And, you know, I never dated in high school. I didn't have my first boyfriend until I was like out of college.
Mm.
So it's always been a struggle for me. I feel like things have changed now, finally, and I can't really have connected with somebody. Not yet in person, but I'll just leave it like that because I don't want to go into too much detail.
Sure.
But so far it feels really good, and I can tell, my intuition is telling me that he's a good guy, and I feel like I'm at the right, more importantly, I feel like I'm at the right stage at this point for it. So.
Yeah. You make a really good point about, like, you know, being at the right stage, you know, and like Lisa, you were saying before about, like, you know, people calling in, you know, when am I going to meet my person? When am I going to meet my person? I mean, it has a lot to do with, you know, what's going on within you and if you're really in the right spot. And, you know, like, you know, like I said, there's more in the tips about that, but it's, you know, we do so much to protect ourselves, to not get triggered by these past pains or have our hurts be brought up again. So we almost energetically keep this barrier up from attracting anyone so that these past pains aren't triggered. So, Daria, did you have a question or did you want me to do a little reading on your energy?
Could you do a quick energy reading? Because before you do that, Kelly, just real quick, too, I just wanted to tell you because – without going into detail, something really traumatic happened in 2005, and I know that we're actually late 2004, and I know that I held myself back, and I think I've finally kind of, like, forgiven not only the guy but myself, and I'm ready to move on. So maybe I didn't need to give you all that info, but please, if you want to do a quick reading, that'd be great.
Sure. You know, and I do want to tell people, anybody that might be listening on the line and afraid to call in, I don't ever reveal too much on the phone so that, you know, people don't feel violated. And that's one. Two, I can't see or feel anything that isn't ready to be revealed, that maybe someone's not ready to hear yet. So a lot of times what I'll do is these mini readings and, you know, and then people will contact me offline and we can go deeper. So to rest at ease, anybody that might be like, I don't want her to, you know, exploit me. So, all right, Daria. All right, give me 1 second. Let me connect. So, Daria, I see, so it's like, I just see like this, like pouring out of my eyes, this like deep, like crying, I'm feeling this sense of like abandonment at a very young age. Was there any stepfather, father stuff going on?
No, I came from a really close family. That's one of the things I am most grateful for is my upbringing. Not at all. I came from a very loving, stable home.
Okay, but it doesn't always mean that that way. I mean, was there anybody that passed? Did you have an uncle that passed, somebody that left when you were very young?
My grandmother. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't a male. Yeah, and she was the only grandparent I knew, and I was born like 6 months after my grandfather died, so it was kind of like I filled a void for her. So we were like really, really close, even though she died like right before I turned 7.
Yep, that's what I was picking up. I was picking up the age 7. All right, perfect. So, let me just see if I can get anything more about this because hold on. So, see, what happens, and this may or may not be true for you, but what happens is that when we have these traumas at a young age, so like your grandmother dies, we don't really know, maybe you did, we don't always know what happens when people die, you know, at 7 years old. Like all of a sudden, my grandmother's here and now she's gone. And so when we don't know how to process that, what happens is that it kind of gets locked in our energy and, you know, we're afraid to bring anybody close into our lives because we're afraid we're going to lose them again. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that it took you, you know, through your years, it took you a while to get into a relationship. So through your history of dating, can you recall any deep fear about them leaving you, about being suddenly left, or that, you know, somebody just kind of disappearing? Or even in its current... Or even in its current circumstance, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could say that. It's never been... I've always had... It's just always been a challenge for me. Romantic relationships, not people leaving. Yeah, I mean, I'm very close to people, and I certainly don't look forward to losing, you know, say my parents or anyone else I'm close to. But in terms of relationships, yeah, I just have never felt like good enough. I've always felt like everybody else had some kind of secret that I just wasn't in on when it came to romantic relationships.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so just be aware, like, as you're moving into this relationship that you're starting to explore now, just be aware, like, is there any part of me that keeps my heart closed so that, you know, it's protecting itself from a loss?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, because again, you know, at the beginning of the call, I talked about like these things that are happening on our subconscious level. And so, you know, it may not resonate with you now, but it's like when... you know, moving into relationship, we keep like part of our heart closed or like one foot out the door because we just never know when we might lose somebody.
Right.
So just be aware if there's, just be aware if there's any part of you that is like not fully opening up to the possibilities of this relationship.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. It really does.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's exciting. Exciting. Any other questions or... Was that helpful?
No, really good. No, it's very helpful. And again, I also wanted to call to just let you know I can relate to the whole weight thing. As soon as I've been listening on the computer, and when I heard you talk about that, I'm like, oh my God, I have to call in because I could relate to that. So.
Yeah. So how do you feel about it now? Like, are you like?
I think it's still lingering. I mean, and like I said, I was never obese. I was never, and this is not in any way, I'm not insulting Melissa McCarthy. I was never even anywhere close to that level, but it was always felt like it was just enough where I just couldn't get to exactly the size that I wanted. And I mean, anybody that would look at me would think I was in shape. I mean, I work out every day. But, you know, I'm still not, in my mind, I'm still not exactly where I want to be, but I'm certainly, you know, somebody would look at me and say that I was at a healthy weight. I mean, look fat, you know, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's like, for some reason, I just haven't been able to let go of that image of myself in high school. Like, it's still there for some reason.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm so glad that you said that because when I lost my 100 pounds, I still saw that 100-pound fat girl. You know, I still saw her. I still had that energy of her. I still had those insecurities and the lack of self-confidence around. And so how I started to shed that was what I was sharing with Sheena when she called in, was just starting to, like focus on the you know, the beauty of who I am right now, you know. And what I started to do was write out like mantras that I would say to myself, you know, to start to shift this energy that I had around my body. Because what happens is like, all right, so on a conscious level, you may be feeling, I'll use myself as an example. On a conscious level, I felt like, okay, I feel better. But then when it got into intimate situations, I was still very insecure. And it didn't come up until I was in, you know, in an intimate situation. And so I knew that, all right, I got to shift this. So I started saying mantras to myself about my body. Because, you know, being 100 pounds overweight, there's some damage that happens to your body, you know. And so I started saying, you know, some stuff. And, you know, the next guy that I attracted into my life, he was saying the exact words to me about my body that I was saying to myself. And so it's like if there's any part of you that might still need some tenderness and love and acceptance, I would recommend, you know, creating up some mantras for yourself, saying them before you go to bed, you know, touching the parts of your body you may still be rejecting or, you know, wanting to, you know, lose, you know, and I say rejecting because if there's a part of you that's like still like, oh, I still need to lose 10 pounds, well, you got to accept yourself right now, perfectly as
right.
you are right now. Yeah.
Right. The other thing, too, and I'll just say this really quickly before I hang up, and I don't, it's kind of embarrassing, but, you know, there's such a cultural obsession with, like, you know, having, you know, being big on top, I'll just put it that way, you know, people getting plastic surgery and implants, and I've always been really, really, really small, so funny, I mean, yeah, I've had, the weight problem, but it never seemed to settle there, you know, and that's always, I mean, I'm saying this on the air, I can't even believe it, but, you know, that's been like a source of, aside from, next to, also in addition to the weight, that's always been like a self-conscious thing with me, like I've never felt like anybody's going to find me attractive because, you know, and I'm not even talking about looking like, you know, a supermodel, I mean, just, I'm not talking about Victoria's Secret catalog, I'm just, it's just the way I'm built, and I've had a hard time accepting that, so that's part of it, too.
Then that's where I would recommend you start focusing on is like falling in love with that part of your body. Like really, just falling in love with it and looking at it, you know, like really just look, because, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, like if you can't look at your own body, if you can't look at your own breasts, if you can't like fall in love with these parts of you, how can you expect somebody else to? And I promise you that as you start to, you know, start to appreciate the curves, the, you know, the shape, whatever it is, like, just start to appreciate and love and accept that part of you, the energy around it is going to shift. And soon enough, you're going to, you know, be really in this place of accepting exactly like where you are. And you're going to attract someone who's going to be like, oh my God, you are the best thing since like sliced bread.
Good. Oh, Kelly, thank you. And I said, I didn't want to get too personal, but you know what? Yeah. It came up and I thought, you know what? It's also kind of in my book. I allude to it. And so anyway, but ladies, thank you so much. It's a great show. I'm really enjoying it.
Yay. Thanks for calling
in. Thanks for calling
in,
Daria.
Okay.
Thanks
all right. Take care.
In.
All right.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, anybody else that wants to call in for an intuitive reading, you can call 347-945-7246 and press 1, and you'll be in the queue. And Kellyanne can help you also to maybe figure out what's holding you back, if something's holding you back, from finding the perfect love, the perfect relationship. You know, I noticed on your website and in some of your other stuff that you talk about self-love and self-care.
Yeah.
And how do you relate that to attracting the right person?
Yeah, that's great question, because what happens is that, you know, we're going to attract you're going to attract people, situations, experiences into your life as a reflection of what's going on within you. And so self-love isn't just about, you know, baths and, you know, sipping nice wine and getting massages and pedicures. Self-love is about having healthy boundaries for yourself, saying no when you mean no, you know, having respect for yourself, creating a goal for yourself and following through. you know, giving yourself time away and really going within and reflecting and, you know, having compassion for yourself. And, you know, so many people are so rough on themselves. You know, I'm, you know, haven't gotten the ideal career yet, or my body isn't perfect, or, you know, whatever it is. It's like having love, compassion, and full acceptance of who you are. Because when you have that level of self-love, you're going to attract someone into your life that mirrors that relationship that you have within you. And so we teach others how to treat us by how we treat ourselves. So when you have that solid relationship with yourself, you know, if you're not respecting yourself, you're going to attract people who aren't respecting you. But if you are respecting yourself and you're standing in your power, people are going to feel that, they're going to sense that, and you're going to attract like.
And you can tell that, I mean, I think, when you go, if you're in a bad, you're just like in a negative mood, you're in a bad mood, you've had a bad day, oh gosh, that makes me want to sing a song. Anyway, you know, if you've had a bad day, so you've had a bad day, whatever that song was. Anyway,
yeah.
So, you know, when you had a bad day and you're just not in a great mood, and you go out and all of a sudden you're like, people are just like completely staying away. You know,
yeah.
It's like your energy
yeah.
is just that, it's just like coming off with this, I'm in a bad mood, don't talk to me, I might snap your head off or something,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And I so, you know, that's like day to day too, you know,
yeah.
that we, you know, there are sometimes that for me, if I go out, if I'm in a bad mood, I go out usually, you know, being around friends and people I know, you know, they end up putting me in a great mood. So it ends up changing my mood right away. But
right.
Like if you go to a place where you're not, you don't know a lot of people and things, you'll find that you're not really, you know, approached, you know,
right.
and that can be just your mood for a day, or that can be what your energy
yep.
is throwing off all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, so we do have another caller if you're
okay.
ready.
Yeah.
And we'll see if they have a question or want to ring. Hold on
sure.
one sec. Hi, this is Lisa, area code 218. Are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Did you have a question for Kellyanne, or did you want a love reading? I keep saying love like that. I don't know why. Love reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm Elaney, actually from St. Paul, Minneapolis area, and I'm friends with Kelly on Facebook. We were actually on a call together with Samantha Honey Pollock a long time ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
Anyways. Yeah, we connected after that, and I've been
awesome.
Following you and reading all of your you know, your love, intuitive love reading stuff, and I'm very much energetically, I get all that you got to be, like, you know, basic, like, the strongest relationship is the relationship you have with yourself, you know, and
right.
you're just going to reflect that, you know, off into the world, and, you know, whoever you attract is going to be based on that. But yeah, I thought it would be just interesting. I'm just laying around. I thought it would be interesting and cool, you know, to get an intuitive love reading.
Of course. Right. Why not? Hang around on a Sunday. What else is there to do?
Yeah. Plenty.
Awesome.
No, but this is great. Like, I'm really
yeah.
nice.
Awesome. All right. Let me just check in a little bit. Hold on. So I keep getting pointed towards your first chakra. And so your first chakra is about your connection to your tribe, your connection to your family, your connection to, you know, so it's like, have you been uprooted from your family? Like, are you living near them? Like, what's up with your tribe?
Well, I'm very much aware that my first root chakra, I was adopted when I was 2.5. So I was actually in an orphanage when I was, like, born. I was immediately separated. Yeah,
okay.
So there's a lot
Got
of
it.
First.
Okay. So I totally get this. The first, my mother was 19 years old when she got pregnant with me, with, you know, somebody she wasn't married to. And back in the 70s, this is, like, all bad stuff. And the first 7 days of my life, I was separated from my mother. And so I still have some trauma around that I'm healing. And so what happens is that when we have that first chakra trauma or misalignment, it kind of gets in the way of us being able to fully connect and to fully trust life and to fully be able to be open to connecting with love on that level. And so what has your, like, have you seen this in patterns in relationship with your, in throughout your life? Like, have you had long-term relationship before?
No, like a romantic, but no, I have not had a long-term romantic relationship. There's that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like it's opening up, and I've definitely, like, I'm currently healing that,
Good.
You know, working on that. Stuff,
right.
For the first time, actually, ever, I'm looking at it. I kind of just always just stuffed it down and whatever in the ways that you can or do. So I'm 25, so whatever, I'm relatively young. But anyway, so I'm just, so I feel like I'm open to it, and I definitely see, like, myself blocking my way, like, over and over again. Like, people will be like, because I am working on my energy. I'm just one of those, you know, I'm working on my energy and what, and I'll see people, like, being, like, attracted to my energy, like, what's up? Like, that's a really cool girl. Like, how's it? And I'll just be like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, why would you, you know, be, like, I don't know what you're, and so I know I've told myself I'm not ready a couple times. I told myself I was not ready, and then I told myself I was ready, and then I was like, no, just kidding, not ready.
And, like,
so,
So, first of all, I want to just, you know, honor that you're actually taking a look at this, because some of this stuff, you know, can be tough to look at, but, you know, you can make a decision at 25 years old to say, all right, I'm going to look at this stuff and have the life that I desire and have the love that I want, because that's what we're all, you know, we're meant to have what we desire. We're meant to be in a relationship if that's what we want. And so I would just, you know, props to you for taking the time to look at this stuff. And the thing is that, you know, when, like you said, like, people stuff it down. I mean, I stuffed it down with food, and people stuff it down with, you know, food, alcohol, drugs, shopping, working too much. And so, you know, for you to be taking the time to do that is a beautiful thing. And so, so you said you're working with somebody right now to do this healing work?
I've just been... For, I guess, when stuff came out, like, I guess when I was 21, so about 4 years ago, it became obvious, like, things, you know, that things needed to be healed. I had, you know, I had used, so there was, I had a loved one in my life. My aunt actually was like, you know, you've never dealt with this ever. You know, I've known you since you came here, you know, on this plane. And I was like, what stuff, you know? And it was, you know, and I was like, that's something, you know, I was just one of those, I mean, it completely transformed my life. And, I realized that there was a lot of stuff to look, or that there was just this thing, not a lot of stuff, but I don't know. It's complicated. And when you go, you know, when you start going in inside and you're looking at that stuff. But so about four years ago, I was like, okay, there's something there.
Yeah.
And it was really hard. There was a lot of trepidation because it's like the, you know, because I was separated, you know, from my mother at birth. So there was a lot of, like, it was hard to go in, and now I kind of, you know, I fucked up a lot. I don't know if you can swear on this call. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I think I already did.
Okay. And, and, you know, and now I'm like, okay, this is probably getting in my way of other things, you know.
Yes.
So now I'm like, you know, I've got support from the family, and, you know, I'm seeing a therapist and
So just take what I've read for you today as a confirmation that you're on the exact right path. You know, looking at this stuff, and as you started, you know, looking at this stuff is exactly where you're supposed to be. And I love that you shared that, you know, there was a point where you realized, you know what, there's something in my way. And if I want to live a happy life, and you recognize that you were, you know, numbing yourself and, like, avoiding it, and, you know, you weren't going in the direction you wanted your life to go, that finally looking at it, you've transformed your life already at 25 years old. And there's so much more that's available to you. You know, and like as we were talking, I started to feel your energy and around your heart area. And so, would you like a recommendation of how I might approach doing some of this healing work with your for yourself?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and as I said, talk. All right, so what I would recommend, and maybe you've already done some of this, is to go into meditation and connect with that little baby that was separated from, you know, its mother at birth. There is, you know, because that energy is within you, that the fears, the pulling away, the confusion. I mean, you know, just because we're a baby doesn't mean we're not this energetic being that has these feelings and emotions and stuff. But so I would recommend going into a meditation and just connecting with that little baby and you giving to her what she needed then. So whether she needs to, you know, to realize, you know what, you're okay now. I've got you. You know, everything is fine. And does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of different forms, you know, basically, you know, yeah, I've heard that that's what, you know, my therapist is talking about too, basically. It's like, be compassionate with that, like, little child, like, basically. So, but I've never, that's good advice to take, you know, to actually take it, like,
yeah,
it's prescribed, like, from someone else, like, no, don't just do it because, you know, it feels good, but, like, actually do this for your, like, self-care.
Of course, yeah, thank you, and that just, like, goes back to the question that Lisa just asked, is, you know, it is self-care, because what happens is, like, this little baby inside, and I have an article on my blog about, is your inner child having a temper tantrum, you know, that's what that little baby is going on inside, she's, like, screaming, we don't know what the heck's going on, so we have a drink, or we eat some food, because we don't know what the hell's going on within us, but if you can go in and connect with that little baby right now, when you're, like, at this conscious level and saying, okay, listen, this is what I need to take care of, she stops screaming. She knows that she's okay. She knows that, you know what, you've got her. You know, you'll hold her. And, you know, giving her what she needs through energetically.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So just to be clear, I was trying to note it. You said, so I kind of missed because I was trying to note it down, going into meditation, connecting with her. And then you said some other things. Oh, tell, like, messages to send to her? You were saying, like,
yeah,
tell
like,
her.
Like, talk to her. Like, you know, get, got my phone. Get yourself into a meditative state and see if you can connect with her energetically and talk to her. You know, let her know that she's okay. Let her know that, you know, and ask her, you know, what do you need? You know, sometimes the stuff will come through is like, I need alone time. I need to play. You know, I need to be held. So then, you know, I recommend to my clients to get, you know, a doll, a stuffed animal, whatever it is to, you know, to bring comfort to those inner children within us.
Yeah.
Because she needs to know she's okay. She's confused. She doesn't know what the heck happened. And she's kind of locked in that energy. So you go in, you connect with her, give her the love that she's looking for, let her know she's okay, and you're going to start to see the outer experiences start to shift for you.
That
make
is.
Sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Send me a note and let me know how that went for you.
Okay.
You.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Yep. You are becoming a very popular guest here, Kellyanne, because our switchboard is, like, lighting up here. So that's great. If you're not too, if you think you're able to handle going straight into another caller, I've got somebody on hold.
Sure.
Okay, so
yep.
I'm going to put on a caller from the 562 area code. Are you there?
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, whatever part of the world you're in.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. My name is Samuel Rain. I'm Complicated Passions. I'm just listening to the show. I just tuned in, so I must have missed some of it.
Yes. I think we're actually at the end of it. But, Samuel, what drew you? This is Kellyanne. What drew you to call in?
Well, I'm looking at Blog Talk, and I look for different shows to go on because, of course, I'm promoting my new book. And so I just find different shows to go on and just listen, and then if I can, chime in, and then I do so.
Okay.
So, you know, and I read the little thing about the show, so then I said, well, let me tune into this and see what's happening. Because anytime
should,
I see the word
you,
love. No, go ahead.
You should. Yeah, no, yeah, you should send me an email and maybe we could get you as a guest on the show.
Okay, so I'm going to follow the show. I'm going to click follow on here.
Okay.
And I'll read the information about it and then see what's up. And then I'll send you an email. If, you know,
yeah,
if
shoot me off an email. You know, I'm always booking. I'm going to start doing 2 guests a show here coming up soon. So, and expanding the show a little longer. So we're going to have lots of time and to get lots of great guests on. So shoot me off an email. I'd be happy to have you on.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, Kellyanne, back to,
yeah.
I just had a few more questions. But,
sure.
Why does somebody call a love coach? Why does somebody call and say, you know, how does somebody make the decision to invest in a love coach? Or even, like, a few sessions or a session.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many it takes. You know,
yeah.
I would imagine it's like my work, and you just don't know until you've actually connected with the person how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you think, you know, what do you think the benefits are? How do people make the decision to do that?
Well, that's, you know, it's very interesting because I work with a special group of people who are really ready to make a shift in their lives. And so, you know, so some of the callers that you know, we talked to today is like, all right, you know, what do you think is, you know, they're kind of curious. They know that, you know, with our last caller, she started to see patterns in her life that things weren't going the way that she wanted them to go. And then, you know, they want to get to the root of what is at the core. What is really driving me to attract every man that cheats? What is, you know, driving me to attract, you know, men that can't commit or don't have time for me? And so, you know, they're looking for love. They want to know, you know, what's in my way? And so those are the types of people that will invest in themselves. So it's not so much, you know, the work that I do is not just like a call here, a call there. I actually bring them through a program because as we start to do the healing work, these layers come off and we start to identify the deeper stuff. And so it's like, you know, like, again, we talk about the buried beliefs and past pains and childhood wounds. Again, we're not digging into them, but it's a teaching program so that, like, all right, as, you know, you're moving through and you're doing this healing work and something gets triggered, you have these tools in your toolbox to be like, okay, you know, what is really going on here? And so that if you can actually start to, you know, do these shifts all on your own. So it's really, you know, people who have the time and the energy and the resources to really put into taking a look at this part of their lives. Because there's people out there that, you know, they're, oh, I don't need a love coach, you know, but they don't even have time for themselves. And, you know, the relationships around them are, you know, dysfunctional or they're in jobs that they're not happy in. I mean, that shows me right there that there's a disconnect in self-love. I mean, yes, we all need to make money and whatnot, but, you know, there's, you know, we have to have respect for ourselves. We have to have boundaries for ourselves. And we're not taught these things. And we're taught this stuff through our parents who were taught from their parents.
Right.
You know, we're not taught in school how to stand in our power, how to, you know, align your energy, clear your chakras so that you can attract this awesome life that is available to you. You know, my work goes deeper than The Secret and the Law of Attraction. It, you know, goes into the energy of everything and clearing what's in your way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I think, do you find that most of your clients are, you know, I would assume that people start at some point panicking, you know, and I see it with even friends that I have. They get into like their 30s and they're like, wait a minute, I forgot to get married. I forgot to have kids.
Yes.
You know, and they go into panic mode. Do you find that that's the kind of a client that you're attracting? Or, I mean, when do people, I've also had clients in my office that are in their early 20s and are panicking.
Yeah.
You know, already that they've missed the one, or they, you know, that something went wrong.
Yeah.
What is the average person, and are they coming in that panic mode?
Well, it's a range, and it's not always a panic mode. And, I mean, I've had clients in my 20s, and I've had clients in their 20s and clients all the way up, you know, through their 60s and 70s. And so it's a range. It's a, you know, they're coming out of bad relationships and they don't ever want to, you know, attract a person like that again. Or they've been single for a while and they don't know what's going on. And, you know, because I explain my work as like a bicycle wheel. If there's a dent in one part of the bicycle wheel, it's going to throw everything off. It's going to still move, but everything's going to be thrown off. But as we focus and heal these parts of this wheel, everything starts to flow more smoothly. And so some people are in panic mode or in desperation. I had one client who was like, all she could think about was love, 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 love. I need a boyfriend. I want a boyfriend. I want a boyfriend. And then like, as we did the healing work, it was really quite interesting because her shift focused to like this amazing love for herself. And she kind of, you know, all of her life shifted. I mean, her business expanded and, you know, she went into six figures. And so it's like, it's all different. You know, the people that I work with and love to work with who are open to self-awareness and self-growth, who are really dedicated to creating a relationship with themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that does make sense because, I mean, it goes back to the basic stuff where, you know, if you don't love yourself, you can't really love anyone else. And,
right.
And that's so very true. So until if we don't, I know, and you go through stages and then you start and you find yourself attracting the same sort of person over and over and over and over again. And you end up in the same relationships that end badly. For the same reasons, for the most part, you know?
Yep.
I mean, I'm not just talking about, you know, when I was a teenager, I went through my bad boy stage. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of girls do that. That's kind of, you know, something that happens. But I also think that, you know, that we all find ourselves then attracted to, and, I think it's so unconsciously sometimes that we keep picking out the guy with no job.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, we become such nurturers that we have to have somebody that we can pick.
Yeah.
You know, that we can have as a project.
Exactly. And that's what is unique about the work that I do is that I'm teaching self-worth. We're healing your lack of self-value. You know, we're really, you know, it's not like, you know, one call, boom, you know, it's really a program. And even the Love Mastermind, each call builds on the last so that, you know, it's like you have this self-value that you're not going to go out with a guy that doesn't have a job or, you know, the guy that cheats on you once, you know, you move on, you realize, okay, you take responsibility for it and you move on. And then, you know, you break that pattern, you know, self-love, self-value, self-care, again, like it's deepening the relationship with yourself and that's going to be reflected on in the relationships that you have around you.
And it's important to also acknowledge that the guy that cheats on you once, the guy, you know, these relationships that we get into, it's not our job to fix other people.
No.
And
uh-uh.
I think that so many people think, I can't leave him because he needs me.
Yeah.
He I can fix this. I can make this better. I know that, you know, all he has to do is really experience, and I'm using he because I'm a she, and I'm not saying it's not reverse, because of course it's reverse gender-wise.
Yep.
But, I think that people just get so stuck in this, you know, that fairy tale happy ending kind of, you know, fix everything by waving a magic wand or something,
and they don't
get it. I mean, the person that cheats on you, the problem is that person. Okay,
right.
The problem is inside that person and their need to cheat. Their
well, that,
to,
and it's also like,
you know,
it's a belief about yourself. It, you know, it could be a worthiness thing, like I don't deserve to have somebody that, you know, honors and respects me. But even for myself, like from a very young age, I felt very responsible in trying to heal my parents' marriage. And so what happened was is that I went into relationships trying to fix people. And so, again, it's all within ourselves. Like, we have to, like, heal what's going on within ourselves because that relationship, that, you know, that guy who cheated is a reflection of something that's going on within us. So it's
yeah,
like, yes, it was his choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly right. It's so important to understand that the stuff that you know, the things that you're trying to fix are things that you can't fix. The person has to fix inside themselves.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you don't have issues inside yourself that need
right.
fixed too. Just because
yep.
you don't cheat, just because you don't you know, have whatever you don't have whatever problem
yep.
is it doesn't mean that everything's perfect inside you and your work, because there's something wrong if you
yep.
keep attracting the same sort of
yep.
person. You know, there's
yep.
something off inside.
Yep.
And I don't like saying it's wrong. I don't want to. I hate using that word, but
yep.
You know, it's something that's off, something that's not
yep.
balanced.
Yeah.
I want to take a short break and give everybody this call-in number again, 347-945-7246, 347-945-7246 if you want. And if you have a question or if you want a mini reading with Kellyanne, you can then press 1 and you'll be in the queue. First, we're going to take a commercial break and I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Daria Ann, author and founder of the Writestream Radio Network. If you're an author, writer, blogger, or just someone who enjoys reading and learning, I hope you'll tune in to our inspiring, insightful, and educational programs. Every Sunday, join author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvez for Just Believe at 1 p.m. Eastern, when she explores a variety of spiritual topics, including alternative healing modalities. A gifted intuitive from a young age, Lisa's book, entitled Just Believe, chronicles her journey from a childhood of seeing and communicating with angels to a career in which she uses her talents to help others emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Each week, she interviews experts in the fields of personal growth, spiritual development, and alternative medicine. Military Mondays with author and military historian John D. Gresham analyzes current events and issues from the perspective of the United States military. Tune in at 1 p.m. Eastern every Monday when John, author of such books as Uncommon Valor and journalist for the Defense Media Network, interviews accomplished guests on important topics like national security and defense and global terrorism. Writestream Tuesdays with Daria Ann airs at 1 p.m. Eastern and welcomes authors in diverse genres, including romance, drama, military history, spirituality, and politics. We also speak social, discussing the benefits and pitfalls of social media platforms and the numerous and plentiful publishing formats now available with various experts in order to help other authors navigate through new technology to reach higher levels of success. During every broadcast, we welcome your calls at 347-945-7246. And, of course, the chat room is always open. Can't listen live? No worries. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/writestream to listen to the archives. And be sure to join us for our weekly Thursday Writestream Twitter chat at 11 a.m. Eastern using the hashtag Writestream on Twitter. Rejoice in the flow of creativity with the Writestream Radio Network and the Writestream Twitter chat.
Okay, we're back with Kellyanne, and Kellyanne's website is I return to love. I don't know why I stumbled over that. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually I return to love. I return to love. It's very simple, and all of her stuff is on there. But Kellyanne, tell me, what are you working on right now? What projects are you working on that you want to share with everybody?
Well, the thing that I would love to introduce people to is the Love Mastermind, and they could find information right on my website about that, a little bit more about how I do my work, and what I'd like to do to introduce people into that is for us to have a, you know, 20-minute intuitive love assessment to see if this is the right fit for you. The calls are so very powerful, and again, there's a combination of teaching in there, healing work, intuitive guidance, and then we have the private Facebook group that, you know, connects in between the calls to support what's being unveiled. You know, so like some of the callers that called in today, you know, sometimes what happens in these intuitive readings is that it clicks later on. It's like, oh, I get it. Or, you know, we shine light on something and it's like, you know, they start to see how the patterns grow out. So it's this safe container for people to, you know, explore, learn, and heal in.
Right. Mm-hmm. What do you like about what you do? What's your favorite thing about
what
you get to do?
Yeah. One thing, let's think. You know what? I just get so excited and fired up when people, it clicks for them that these shifts can happen immediately. We don't need to go through years of therapy. Just a shift in perspective, a shift in energy, a healing, boom, can shift. And, you know, I had this one client who was walking out the door every day and saying to herself, oh, soon enough I'm going to be bumping into some kind of, you know, jerk on the road. And I really just, it was small enough to create this shift for her to say, you know what, I want you to start creating some other different language before you go out on the road. And she started to experience, like, you know, traffic was smoother. She went to a warehouse grocery store, and there was a man, older man in the parking lot smiling at her, pointing to a parking space for her. You know, I mean, this life can feel magical. It really, really can. And so when I start to see people stand in their power and create these miracles around them and, like, heal relationships and heal their hearts, I mean, it is so gratifying, because it's just, you know, to see people let go of this old stuff that, you know, is in their way is just, it's such a blessing to be a part of it.
The beautiful part of what, you know, and what we do, what I do, what you do, really is there's nothing better than that client standing up and walking out of your office and hugging you and saying, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
I feel so
yeah.
much better. And sometimes tears come to their eyes.
Yeah.
And if it's on the phone, it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
I just feel so much lighter, like the, you know, this weight of the world's been lifted off my shoulders. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it now.
And
it can happen in such a brief amount of time.
Yep. Absolutely.
Where people can all of a sudden, it just clicks. They just need somebody else to tell them. You know, when we're stuck in our own lives or living our own stuff, we really don't see it like somebody on the outside does, especially somebody who is trained. God knows it helps to have somebody who's intuitive to be able to, you know, pick up on these things and be able to just say the things that, you know they're there. You're just not acknowledging, or you're just not completely understanding what's going on.
Right, right.
You know,
we can't see our nose in our own face.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much like that, and I think that you know, that's always been my favorite thing, is just people saying, wow, I just, you know, this just helped. This really, I just feel better. I just feel so much has a lot of people that I talk to say they feel stuck, and I would imagine that you get that sort of same thing.
Yeah.
They don't know, and for me, I get a lot of people that are saying I feel stuck from a spiritual point, and you're getting people, you know, that are more relationship oriented.
Yep.
But, you know, still, they're both, you know, it's the same thing. It's these it's these patterns that they've developed and this the guck that they haven't gotten rid of that's inside of them.
And that's
make
a really good point is that, so this one client who we did this shift on this one call, and she goes out and, like, the world around her has shifted. She's also the same client who said that people around her started looking at her and saying, what's different with you? Because when we get rid of that gunk inside us, we change. And, you know, how I lost that 100 pounds was not any special diet or exercise routine or surgery. It was getting rid of the gunk inside of me. And it just falls off. It fell off.
And I think that what happens and the stuff that people don't really, you know, some stuff that people miss within themselves is that stuff, that gut that's in there, you're band-aiding. You know, you're band-aiding it. You are putting a band-aid on it. Instead of dealing with it, releasing it, and letting it go, you're putting a band-aid on it. People put band-aids on it with food, with alcohol, with drugs, with whatever, you know. Once you've dealt with it, all of a sudden you don't need the food. You don't need the alcohol. You don't need the drugs. You don't even need some of your prescriptions in some cases anymore. You know, everything becomes healed. You know, from an inside. And you're right. It doesn't take a diet necessarily.
No.
It takes. I mean, you know, if you're eating at McDonald's for breakfast and Burger King at lunch and Taco Bell for dinner every day, you might want to examine how healthy you're living.
Yeah.
But
it's not
just about that. You know, it's about why you're covering up the issue.
And when you start to fall in love with yourself, when you start to love yourself, when you start to create these shifts. And again, I tell people I meet them exactly where they are. So if they're eating fast food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, well, you know, that's where they are. But when they start to fall in love with themselves, they're going to make different choices.
Yeah,
you know,
because
it's almost like a self-abuse, this
right.
food. Yep.
They want to, all of a sudden, they want to take care of themselves. They want to take care of their bodies.
Yes.
All of a sudden, they're picturing how hard their heart must be working to process all the crappy food that they're having every day.
Right,
And, you know, that sort of thing. So,
sometimes what it takes is somebody from the outside to let them know how lovable they are and how valuable they are and, you know, to heal some of this childhood crap that someone told them that they were ugly or that they were fat or that, you know, to heal this stuff so that you can stand in your power and decide that you're not going to let this past stuff rule you anymore.
And you know, they need to understand why are they special? Why are they good? Why are all these positive things there? Because, you know, the negative stuff that people say to you, those little rude comments that people made in elementary school and middle school and high school, those things, it's very easy to believe the negative stuff that people say. It's much harder to believe the positive stuff. You know, when people say, oh, you're pretty. Yeah, you want something.
and that's a reaction. Yeah, and that's why it's so much about a lot of the work that I do is about reprogramming that subconsciousness too. So you can actually start to take in those compliments.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, aren't you writing a book?
I am writing a book. Yes. I am, you know, I'm taking everything and my experiences, my experiential training and, you know, what I've learned for myself and how I've guided my clients through the process of healing these past pains and these childhood wounds and, you know, putting into this format so that people can learn how to, you know, get rid of this lonely and alone feeling and really be in this place of attracting the one for themselves.
Have you named the book yet?
Yeah, it's called, let's see when it's finally put all together, but right now it's called, because it transforms. I mean, it really, you know, I work with spirit and whatever comes through me is what comes through me, but right now it's called Single No More, and it is created for those who are tired of being lonely and alone and who are ready to attract the one for them, because it's so important. And again, it's on one of my tips is that, you know, some people will come to me and be like, I want a relationship, but there's no room in their life for a relationship. So who this book is for are those that are going to be ready to be in a relationship. You know, who I work with are people who are ready to create shifts in their lives.
Right. And I think everybody thinks they're ready, but when you're really ready, you're willing to work at it.
Yes.
And it's not magic. And I think that people think, it takes some work. It takes some self-work. It takes some guidance from a professional and that's what you're able to provide, which is awesome. So now that everybody wants to call you, how can they get a hold of you?
So the couple of ways that they can get a hold of me is my email, which is ireturntolove@gmail.com. I've got a couple of Facebook pages. If you go to facebook.com/ireturntolove, I have a page there. I'm on Twitter under Kellyanne Corey. You know, if somebody's feeling like after they've listened to what's going on, they might want to explore doing some work together, we can do an intuitive love assessment to see if it's a right fit. But I'm really passionate about holding space for where people are and just really guiding them to healing and learning to love themselves in a deep way that none of us were ever taught, and to stand in your power and to create yourself, create your life in such a magical way where it's just, you know, getting rid of, you know, the stuff that's in your way so you can really, because if you have a desire in your heart, it's totally possible. It's just, let's get the gunk out of the way. And that's what
yeah.
I'm here for, to guide you getting rid of that gunk.
Stop tripping over yourself, you know.
Yeah.
That we tell people, like we trip over our own stuff, you know. We're
yeah.
tripping over our own 2 feet, kind of trying to move forward. This has been
yeah.
such an awesome show, and I
yeah.
really appreciate you coming on. And I'm sure that we'll have you back because it's been really enlightening, and
awesome.
there's a lot of getting a lot of feedback already from our listeners that they really did enjoy this. So everyone,
awesome.
please check in on Kellyanne's, check in on our website at ireturntolove.com, and we will talk to you, I'm sure, again, very, very
awesome.
Soon. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, awesome, Lisa. Thanks so much. It was so much fun to chat with you and spend some time in your energy today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great for me as well. Thank you very much. And so everybody else that's on, we're saying goodbye to Kellyanne, and you're going to definitely go visit our website at ireturntolove.com. All right. Thanks, Kellyanne.
Thank you.
I want to just say, last week I ended the show at like 100 miles an hour, and it was Easter. Maybe that was why. I don't know. But anyway, I ended the show really quickly, so I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to end the show in a more peaceful, easy way. So what I want to say is that the show is called, the radio show you just listened to, is called Just Believe, and it's on the Right Stream Network through Blog Talk Radio. And every week I'm going to be having a special guest on covering one of many different metaphysical topics, holistic topics, spiritual topics, and some paranormal subjects as well. Anybody that's interested in being a guest on the show, please feel free to send me an email. My email address is lisa@lisatarvis.com. That's lisatarves.com. And if you have any questions in the meantime, send me some questions. Anything that if you have any questions about spirituality, about metaphysics, about psychic stuff, whatever, send me an email, and I can answer the questions on the air in the beginning of the show. I do want to get that part of the show up and working. My book that I released in September is called Just Believe. I know, shocking, right? Because the show is called Just Believe, and everything I do is Just Believe. So Just Believe by Lisa Tarvis, and it is available on Amazon. It discusses my ability to see and communicate with angels since I was a small child and how it led me down the road to becoming a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, and all the other stuff that I am. So you can visit anything I've got going on lisatarvis.com, and also on Twitter, Facebook, and all those great sites. Next week, we have Leah Carey on the show. And Leah is, her title is Chief Miracle Officer. I love that. She is a blogger, and she the blog's called The Miracle Journal. And basically, she works with people to identify what's already right in their lives, what's already going well in their life, so that they can build more joyful and fulfilling daily experiences, which is really cool. I mean, you know, let's stop talking about everything that's wrong and let's focus on the good stuff. And I think that's going to be a great show. So tune in next week on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we'll talk to Leah next week, and I will talk to all of you then as well. Feel free to send in any comments to lisa@lisatarvis.com, any comments on the show, anything you want to hear, anything you want to focus on, any ideas you have. Love to hear from all the listeners. It was a great show. thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.